This is Monday morning. It feels like Christmas already. I mean, I got on the road and I'm asking myself, why am I dressed up? Why am I going to work? Why am I not on holiday? Why am I not traveling to the East? You know, but it's everywhere. It looks so holidayish. I hope you're having such a vibe also wherever you are. You're welcome to the show. For the next 1 hour, it's Table Talk. We're breaking a particular table today. I promise you that throughout December, our topics will focus on men. Yeah, I have your time this month of December. That's right. So welcome to the show. As you might know, the show is in two halves. The first half is the appetizer, where I give you a lowdown of what my weekend went like, any highlight, any interesting thing. And then the main dish, where we break the tables. Why are you guys calling? Wait a minute, okay? I'll come to the phone lines in a moment. Let's get started with the appetizer on Table Talk right now.
Here's the appetizer on Table Talk.
Wow. Yesterday was amazing. Yeah, our very first Pro Version Mandina held yesterday at the Best Western Hotel, and it was mind-blowing. It was great to see all of you who came. Some of you paid for the event and did not come. No be juju be that. How do you pay for an event and you do not come? I don't know what to do about you. But it was a beautiful event. If you're following me on social media, I'll be putting up the photos later today, but I had a great time. We had a black tie event. I asked you guys to dress up. You did not disappoint me. You came in your tuxedos and your dresses. You looked beautiful. And we're having another one in February. We're having two in February against Valentine's Day. We'd have one for singles and then one for couples. Those who were there yesterday know why I'm saying that. That's my conversation for an early morning on Monday. But trust me, it's going to be brilliant and very beautiful. So that's how my weekend went. I dressed up. I went for a show. I had a 3-course buffet meal. I danced with all of you. I had fun because holiday has started. That's it. I hope you also had fun. Now let's go on to the main dish on Table Talk.
Now to the main dish on Table Talk.
All right. What table are we breaking today on Table Talk? It's a very unfamiliar territory. It's something most of you don't want to talk about. You don't even want to talk. I know quite a number of people who have these issues, but no matter how much you ask them, they would never, ever, ever say that they have this issue. We're talking about male infertility on the show today. That's right. Male infertility. Yeah, I know infertility is, for couples generally, but today we're looking at the male part of it. What are the causes? Why are you having these issues? Can they be resolved? What are the stereotypes around male infertility? We're breaking that table on the show today. If you want to call me in and you want to stay anonymous, that's fine. Would allow you to do that when the phone line opens up. My guest is right here with me in the studio. Is Dr. Abayomi Ajayi. Is the head of Nordica Fertility Center. That's all he does. Fertility, that's all he does. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you so much.
Please move forward a bit. Okay. All right. Yeah, perfect. So we're live on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. You can watch the show there right now. If you have comments, you can also send them there or use the WhatsApp line. That's 08095975805. 08095975805. That's the WhatsApp number. Facebook and YouTube is Nigeria Info 99.3. I'll come to your comments and calls in due time. All right, doctor, let's get started. Let's do the general, what is infertility? When should a couple, for instance, get worried and say, is something wrong?
Well, thank you so much. Infertility is the condition where a couple is unable to achieve pregnancy in spite of regular, unprotected sex. All right. So, and we put a time interval to this. Mm. Usually dependent on the age of the woman. We say 1 year.
The Harmattan is in the air.
Yeah. We say 1 year when the woman is less than 35, and then we say 6 months when the woman is older than 35, for obvious reasons. Mm. So that's what infertility in a nutshell is. Mm.
Now, male infertility, what is this then?
Well, this is any condition that reduces the chance of the man being able to make his partner get pregnant. So, from the sperm being low to no sperm at all. Mm. So, and this is a very common condition in our environment.
It is common?
Extremely very common.
They would not agree. I will soon open the phone lines. They like to argue a lot.
At least 50% of the cases of infertility are due to the men, either the men alone or contributing to the issue.
My mouth is open because when you go to churches and mosques on Sundays, when they're praying for couples, they pray for barren women. The women come out for prayers. The men sit down.
Well, the answer is simple. It's the woman who has a protruding tummy.
Right.
We don't know how it got there.
Right.
It's the woman who has a protruding tummy.
So obviously she might just be the cause of the whole problem. Because I think that's just the
cultural
insinuation. Yeah. I mean, like, why don't we pray for the men, for instance? Why don't they come out? What is the, we've not had a baby, but you go for the prayers. When the man might be the one having the problem.
Well, I guess there is a lot of cultural coloration in all this anyway. So, but I think we know better now.
I hope that we do. Now, let's look at the causes of infertility. Is this something that's genetic? Is it natural? Could you be born with it? Or is this something that you could have caused yourself? What could be the causes of male infertility?
Actually, it could be either of what you just mentioned. It could be that you're born with it. And that's the thing. Many people don't even know that they're born with it because this genetic thing can be a curveball sometimes. And this is what I mean. Sometimes your father had 22 children.
Yeah.
So all intents and purposes, you think that you have
automatically.
But lo and behold, the genes have played some tricks and you have inherited one bad thing that it never manifested in your father. So sometimes it's genetic and that sometimes it's difficult for, but the environment also plays a major factor, especially now. We're talking about global warming. It's one of those things that is the effect on us because God created the testes to be hanging out for a good reason, that it should be cool. Okay, and therefore the other things now will be lifestyle factors. You know, the things that we do these days also sometimes they don't encourage the sperms to be able to thrive properly.
What are some of these things that one could do?
Yeah, the first thing is that we are more sedentary, so obesity is on the increase. That definitely increases, reduces the sperm count. Then also we drink a lot more than what normally we should do. Now other things have crept in, especially hard drugs have crept in. And that's one thing that we're sitting on that when people are whispering it, but we really don't know the gravity. Couples are now like dishing, like you on a breakfast table, they're taking drugs, you know?
Yeah.
So, but that also affects your sperm production. It affects the air quality. So those are some of those things. Then we don't exercise enough or part of the sedentary lifestyle. Then some people drink alcohol as if it's going out of fashion.
Like it's about to run out.
And then you see this guy who is gulping all the vodka. He's as mighty as this.
And the tummy is...
He's there. You know? And then you start asking yourself, does this guy know anything about fertility? You know. So those are some of the things. And then some people also who are even doing these six-pack things, they over-exercise and sometimes even do drugs to be able to anabolic
boost
steroids in order to build these things up. Sometimes this also has effect on self-prescription is another thing we also discourage because some of the drugs that people take unknowingly might affect their sperm production.
So now, I mean, this is what you do full-time, like I introduced. I mean, do you see men coming out, I mean, when a couple has infertility issues, in your assessment, how open are men to coming to say, could something be wrong with me? What can I do?
Well, I guess this picture is changing and it's changing very fast.
Good.
Many years ago when I was in the University College Hospital Ibadan, I remember that there was a diagnosis that a man was diagnosed to have male infertility. I held on to the doctor's collar that, look, what do you mean? You know, but this time is different. Men are now aware of this. We now see men coming to the clinic to make inquiries. So the picture is changing. It's not where we want it to be yet.
But
it's rapidly changing.
Really glad to hear that.
Yeah,
I'm really glad to hear that.
And you know, the absurd thing is that we did some studies in our clinic, and the findings are also very, very jarring in the sense that we saw that when we looked at all the sperm samples that we looked at, we saw that about 12% of them had no sperm at all. 12%. None.
None at all.
None. And we actually looked again at over a 10-year period.
Hmm.
Okay, looked at the sperm samples of the people who presented over a 10-year period. And we saw that there was a 30% decline in 10 years. That's about 3% every year. So there's something happening.
Something is going on.
All over the world. It's not in Nigeria alone. Hmm. But because that also has been noticed in other countries, especially where beta data are kept.
Hmm.
They've seen that the sperm count is declining. Now, and even the WHO is aware of that. We've been lowering the bar of what normal sperm
for the quality.
Yeah. So there's something going on that we seriously cannot put a finger at. But something is obvious, that sperm count seems to be decreasing worldwide.
Huh. This is an issue. So if sperm count is decreasing, possibly by no fault of the men, maybe I believe something is just happening. Is there a way, 3% every year in decline, that's alarming. Is there something men could then do to ensure that when they're ready to have their children, they can still do it?
Yeah, I think, there's some things we cannot do anything about, but there are things we can do about.
Yes.
The lifestyle is one. And, the good thing about lifestyle, the sperm changes due to lifestyle, they are usually reversible.
Oh.
If you sin no more, then you... you can have some reversal, but sometimes it might not be completely reversible.
But at least it's better.
You have some reversal. So the lifestyle thing is one thing that I think we cannot be tired of preaching to men.
Hmm. I hope you guys are listening, because we're here for you today. Lifestyle, and this is holiday season. This is a time where you want to, just throw everything to the wind. Many of you don't even check. If you're obese, you don't even know. You spend 4 hours in traffic to work. Mm. You sit down at work, then you take 4 hours back to work, and then you sleep. And that's your routine every day of the week. Some of you even work on Saturdays. What's your general health like? Do you even know? If you don't know, then do you even know where the problem is coming from? Now, I know there's something called egg freezing. Like if a woman wants to preserve her eggs for future use. Is that the same for men?
Yes. It's even easier with the men. Actually, we started with the men.
Yeah.
It's easier with the men. And some people actually do it. Mm-hmm. Most of the time they do it for some other reasons. Either you are not going to be around and you want your wife to have fertility treatment or stuff like that.
Okay.
Or you want to go for chemotherapy. People who have cancer.
Hmm.
Then sometimes they store there. But I think it's something that should be more practiced.
Hmm.
Especially, I know, so, for example, in the U.S., servicemen, when they're going to war, they preserve their semen samples.
Oh.
Yeah.
But that's smart.
Somebody needs to be doing some thinking.
Yeah, that's smart. I'm almost certain we don't do that for our servicemen here. Like, if you go, whatever happens to you. That's pretty sad. Now, for men who have infertility issues, we've mentioned quite a number. Of course, we can't diagnose over radio. But what, aside the lifestyle, is there anything clinically possible to assist them to have babies of their own?
Oh, sure. The first thing is, one, to even know whether there's a problem. Okay.
Yeah.
What are the things to look out for? All right. And we always say most of the time that there is no symptoms to male infertility, because what we think most of the time is that, after all, I can have sex and I'm a superman. I have four hands or whatever. That's not
fertility. It does not equate.
Nope. It does not equate to fertility at all. So usually what you do is you must have a sperm sample tested.
Hmm.
But there's some symptoms also that might tell you that you might need to do this early enough. For example, if you had had a fall in school, you injured your testes, or you fell into a manhole. Those are things that should tell you that you are
you
not
need
the
to
person.
Check something.
You need to check, especially if it's not happening after 6 months, 1 year of marriage. You need to check. You just need to do that. If, for example, also There's some men who have what we call gynecomastia, where this the breast is almost the size of a woman. That usually might just be a pointer to a hormonal thing happening. So you probably need to also check. If you don't have sense of smell and you don't have a COVID, then it's also something that should make you to check. If you have, if you have pain in your testes regularly, it's something that you should check. You know, or you have a growth in your testes.
Or you feel something's not right there.
Exactly. So it makes
go check it out.
Check it out. Yeah, exactly. So I think the one of the things that we need to let men know is that this is not something that is, you are not the only one.
Yeah. So, and it's just a medical condition. It doesn't mean that you are less. I mean, I think the idea is this knowing, like we say, what you don't know cannot kill you, but it can. It definitely can.
Definitely.
But I think the idea is,
won't know it killed you.
You just won't know it killed you because it will kill you. But I think the idea is, let me remain this superhero man. I mean, there's this manliness. I mean, I think it affects the ego of men to feel that, oh, I can't have a child. You know, that might be the problem. But like you've said, in 50% of cases, men are the issues. I'm coming to the phone lines for a bit before our break. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, we have a line for you, and that's 0146-57190. YouTube and Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3, and WhatsApp 0809597-5805. Go straight to the point. Let's save some time. All right. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Koboko. I greet you.
Hello.
Hello, are you hearing me, Koboko?
I can hear you. Please go ahead.
I have a question to doctor.
Okay.
He mentioned people that drinks. I used to drink. Will you affect me?
Have you repented?
Because I want to marry second wife. I want to collect you 30 to December 24. So, if as I drink bitters, will it affect my fertility?
You need to check. Just let's say that. Just check.
Just go check. Okay, I've heard you. Don't advertise here. But just go to the hospital and check. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Morning to you.
Okay, a quick one. I want to ask for somebody that takes lots of sugary things, maybe soft drink, because it takes it. Like at every meal, he takes soft drink. And again, the person eats heavily. A little exercise, does it also affect the sperm count of that person? And this might also, I don't know if it leads to somebody having quick ejaculation as well. Thank you.
Okay, lots of soda drinks, heavy meals, possibly at very late hour, you know.
Well, thank God the body is a very efficient machine, especially at a young age.
Yeah.
So whilst healthy living is always advised at every age, it does not necessarily mean that person will be infertile.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's always good to live a healthy life. So you are never too young to start doing the right thing.
Yeah.
So once that you know that's the kind of person that you are, you need to start controlling some of these things, especially by the time you're over 30, 40, come on.
Step it down.
Yeah, you need to start stepping down.
So maybe not infertility, but certainly some other health issues.
Exactly. I mean, diabetes is not fun.
It's just around the corner. No, it's not fun. Good morning. Hello.
Madam Wemimo.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
I'm so much excited to have your voice this morning.
Thank you.
How is your family?
Great. Thank you.
I missed your show yesterday, but God will make me to not miss it next time.
Okay.
When your show coming.
Okay, I hope to see
you.
Yeah,
my guest in the studio. Good morning also to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so
much. He can hear you.
Much.
Yes,
I
go
can
ahead.
Hear you. Great.
My name is
good morning.
You can come to my radio show.
All right, go ahead, please.
My question in this low span count issue that we are discussing this morning. Doctor, I want to ask you, what can a man do for his sperm to not be decreasing? Which type of food or which type of drink do you want men to be eating or drinking so that we won't be having this decreasing of low sperm count?
Okay.
This thing has caused a lot of controversy in our society. Some people will get married, they will not give birth to a child. Are you getting me?
Yeah, I got you.
Just clarify we guys so that we can know what we can be able to be eating and drinking. So
all right.
We can be able to save our span.
All right.
For our nearest future. Thank you.
Like save a soul. Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much. There is nothing like this is what you must drink. Or this is what you must. What we preach is that everything should be done in moderation.
Yeah.
Okay. Eat moderately, avoid the sugary things, not too, I mean, it does not mean that if you eat sugary things,
yeah.
you will be sick. If you eat it in moderation, yeah. You know, but anything excess is bad. And then stay off things like alcohol. You know, we've said about the things, the lifestyle factors.
Yeah.
If you put on too much weight, it's going to affect your fertility. And that's what sugary things finally will do to you.
Mm.
Or if you have diabetes, that's going to affect your fertility as well. And that's probably when your pancreas is not working too well, or you overwork it, you know, when you eat too much sugary things. But there is nothing, and that, you know, there's a big industry in Nigeria around low sperm count, sperm booster.
Yeah.
I've heard some names that somebody has already even mentioned on your program. I'm sorry to bust his bubble, but there is no scientific proof that those things work.
Let me go on my first break. When we come back, we'll continue this conversation. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's Table Talk. We break more tables when we come back. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Don't go away. Stay here.
This is Table Talk with Wemimo Adewuni.
You're welcome back. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. The show is Table Talk on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Monday morning, we break tables here. Today, my focus is on men, and we're talking about male infertility. I know you don't want to talk about it, but I am going to have you talk about it because it's a real, real issue, and especially because there is a solution. So if you don't talk about it, how do you find the solution? I'm going to stay on the phone lines for the next few minutes. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, we have a line for you, and that's 01465-7190. I'm on WhatsApp now. Good morning. Correct me if I'm wrong. Do one prepare? Okay. Please help me ask the doctor, does masturbation cause infertility in men?
No.
That's it. Simple, straight and short. The same thing. There are so many people asking the same questions. Okay, this person says he doesn't ejaculate at all. Is that?
Yeah, it's possible.
And you've not gone to see a doctor? That's not worrisome enough for you to go see a doctor?
Yeah, see a doctor.
See a doctor, man. See a doctor. I don't think. Okay, this Mr. Bamidele says I did Verosyn surgery. I don't know whatever
Varicocil.
That is. I wrote Verosyn here since 3 years ago. Till now, we're still expecting. Please, what can we do again to achieve pregnancy? Please help my marriage.
Yes, go to a fertility doctor straight off, because varicocele surgery is one of those things that.
Varicose veins?
Yes.
Okay.
No, we don't. You need to see does it have any effect? I mean, the surgery, does it have any effect on? It's not guaranteed that it will reverse anything. So it's better that you have a proper assessment, and time is
of essence.
Yeah.
Time is of essence. You did this. You see, you guys need to normalize dressing up. Just taking your bath, dress up and go and see a doctor. If you have any concerns, see a doctor. Let them run the test just so you are certain. You didn't have to wait 3 years. Okay, we've answered this already, asking about masturbation. The same thing. You are all of you people. My name is Ike from Lagos. I've been married for a year and some months without a child. I went to the hospital for sperm tests. I was told my sperm volume is okay. That's 3.1 million. But motility is low, 35%. And abnormal head of 68%. I don't understand these numbers.
Yeah, I do.
He says he doesn't drink or smoke. What can he do?
Well, if you're going to have a fertility
Are the numbers okay?
Please, if you go over the count again.
Okay. Sperm volume, 3.1 million.
No, million can never be volume, so it's probably count.
Uh-huh. Motility is 35%.
Not bad.
Abnormal head of 68%.
Not bad. The WHO just, like I said, they've been reviewing all the we say normal forms of at least 4% should be okay. And then the motility, 32% progressive, 40% total motility.
And it has 35. So that's not bad. That's
not too bad. Not too bad. So, yeah. The count, if it's 31 million, that's not bad at all.
3.1 is what he wrote here.
3.1 million is low from any reckoning because 15 million is the minimum that the WHO, it used to be 40 million, it was reduced to 20. Now it's 15 million. So, yeah, 3.1 million is low. Minimum is 15 million. So you should be seeing a fertility doctor.
Yeah.
Please don't let us waste.
Please, straight away, yeah. Okay? So that you can get, you can know precisely what to do. Okay. Let me stay on the phone line. So now, good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, you're welcome. What's your name?
My name is Mr. Patrick.
All right. Please go ahead. You have a question?
Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
I had a son when he was born. They discovered that he has an undescended Texas.
Okay.
After some time, I think it was in the secondary school when we had that surgery done. And the Texas came down. But right now he's married for about 5 years now. They've gone for a test. And they are saying that we didn't do that surgery on time. And that is affecting his leukemia span or whatever. So I want to ask you the solution, or get your private number sent to him, he's a lecturer. Send to him so that he can get in contact with you.
Okay.
I don't know. Please. Okay. All right.
Thank you. I can feel his pain because he feels it's the cause of his son's problem.
Well, you know. Thank you, Mr. Patrick. You raised a very important point. You brought it back to our consciousness on descended testes. What we say is that parents should check for the boys' testes to be sure that the two of them are in the proper place. And if it's not, the surgery is done before the child starts preschool. So, and it's a simple surgery, really and truly, because the testes started developing from the abdomen when the boy was in utero. So for some people, it just doesn't get to the proper place before when they're born. So it should be done before you start school, before the age of 6, in other words. So yes, it was done late. It's likely to contribute to whatever we're seeing now. But many things can still be done. I mean, so I'll be willing to have a chat with him if he's willing to have a chat with me. That's
fine.
Be great.
Yeah. That's fine. I'll tell you how that can happen before we go. Good morning. Hello.
Hello, Emma. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Victor. I'm calling from Aja.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, please. I just want to ask the doctor. I just discovered that one of my eggs is swelling up, so I don't know what is the cause.
One of
and
your
I'm not
head.
Feeling any pain. Yeah, my broadcast, one of the eggs swell up.
You're not feeling any pain. Have you been to the hospital?
Yeah, no, I've not been to the hospital. I actually went to the hospital, the Air Force Hospital, one time, so they asked me to go and see a surgeon.
Surgeon. And have you done that?
No, I haven't done that.
Why?
So I'm not feeling any pain at all.
Okay.
And it's over 5 years now.
Ah, well done. Well done. Well done, oh. Share you've heard me. Listen to the doctor.
Thank you.
What do I do about these people? 5 years. Yeah. I'm sure he remembered only because he's listening to this show.
Yeah. Our health consciousness and our health-seeking behavior in Nigeria is not only him. I guess it's... I don't know. There is a condition that can be like that you don't have any pain and you can have fluid in your in the around your testes, which we call hydrocele. So I'm not saying that's the problem, but that's usually one problem that can. But yeah, it's better that that, especially when they say you should see a surgeon.
It's likely to be that.
So please, can you try and see the doctor?
Don't wait until there's pain. I think there's this idea of if it's not painful,
then
there's no problem.
We can manage it.
5 years, okay, you know, try. That's just, I'm just going to tell the truth. 5 years. Okay. Good morning. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
My name is Alamino. I want to ask the doctor a question.
Okay. Can you move your phone? Hello. Wait. Hello. Can you hear me? Hello. Please move the phone away from your mouth a bit. We can't hear you like that. Or the. Yeah, go at it again.
Hello.
Ask your question again.
I said that for somebody that has about 6 or 7 children, suddenly the mother is doesn't raise the baby. What happened?
Oh, okay. That was quite a sound. He's saying someone who's had 5 or 6 children, but possibly, I think what it means is doesn't have an erection anymore. What could be the problem?
Yeah, I guess, like we've been saying, see a doctor to start with.
See a doctor.
Because, yeah, age and erectile dysfunction, they're interlinked. Mm. So if you have, you've had 5, 6 children, I'm sure you're not probably a young man.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if there's erectile dysfunction, that's also a medical condition which can be treated.
Did you hear that? Can be treated.
So please see a doctor. And that's one other thing. Men don't like talking about erectile issues because we take it to be, you know, people say when you're over 45, 50, in among Caucasians, about 50% have erectile dysfunction. So, and that's, they know that, and they do something about it.
They do something about it. But here, I mean, you need to talk about it and see a doctor, please. Good morning. Hello.
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 Yeah, good morning, Wemimo.
Good morning, ma'am.
Yeah, actually.
Yes, you're welcome, ma'am.
Yeah, I want the doctor to know that as women have menopause, without the circulation of the egg to discharge as a menstrual cycle, the men also have dried up spermatozoa in their testes. So that does not require that they be worried. I think they should be able to analyze that.
Where did you get this information from?
What we were taught in the health education when we were in school.
Ah.
Just like the women start menstruating, men also start their sperm and the responsibility of discharging sperm has also dried up.
At about what age do you believe that happens in men?
It can simply, that as women can, some women start menstruating depending on how they start having their children and the level of their menstrual cycle.
Huh.
So just like from mango tree has a lot of gangastic fruits.
Uh-huh.
So have a little. You say human beings are like that, but I don't know. But it was just a theory by the teacher.
Everything you have just said is wrong. And I would allow. Please listen to your radio. Let the doctor tell you the correct thing.
Let me finish. Another one I want the doctor to know that I have a spiritual attack.
Ah, too.
Yeah.
Okay. That's enough.
Okay.
That's enough.
All right. What you're saying is not completely true. It's half true. Okay. There is something that they call andropause in men. It's true. Like menopause in women. But they're quite different things.
Mm.
In menopause in women, you have run out of eggs. You can't have your baby on your own. The andropause that we're talking about in men does not mean the man has stopped producing sperm. It means that it will take a longer time for him to be able to impregnate a woman. Okay. It does not mean zero for all the men. Okay. Now, we know that this ability for men to fertilize their partner's eggs reduces by about age 45. But men continue to father children till their 70s and sometimes even 80s.
Because it is not zero.
It's not zero.
Against in women.
Exactly.
Because like you explained to me, and that keeps saying, in women, the number keeps going by half. Please explain that.
That you know, men are like factories. We continue to produce. We produce, we store, and we transport. Women are like warehouses. They just have the complete, what they're going to use throughout their life is in the ovaries. They don't produce more. So it continues to deplete. Unlike men, who continue to produce, but the stuff that they're producing from about 45, this stuff reduces in quality. That's just it. So they are still able to father children, but it might take a longer time. And the chances that there will be abnormalities in the babies also is higher. But they can still father children.
I hope you got it. She said something about, I just heard mango tree. I couldn't figure out the...
The analogy is well noted.
All right. Good morning. Hello. Sorry about that. So it doesn't dry up in men. Please get that correctly. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Put off your radio.
Yeah. I just want to ask the doctor about maybe there's any impact of long priapism.
Long what?
Can it take priapism? You understand what I'm saying?
Do you understand what they're saying? Okay.
Maybe it can affect facilities in men.
Priapism means that you have prolonged erection. You know, abnormally prolonged erection. So
naturally, which, or because of
most of the time is there is a problem, either in cyclas, because the vein that is supposed to bring back the blood has been blocked, or because you have used some funny drugs,
or drinks,
all these sex enhancement things, and then the thing does not go down. So how does that relate to fertility? That's what I'm just wondering about that.
So I mean, I don't think there isn't a link. All right. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
You're welcome. What's your name?
This is Aurelua from Sole.
Welcome to the show.
Please, I want to know what's the cause of a very light semen?
A light urine?
Semen.
Yes.
Oh.
No, light semen.
Semen.
Yeah.
Semen, yes.
How do you know light semen? Semen must be tested.
It's light.
No, sorry, let's get this right. What you see is the semen you said, which is correct. What we're talking about, what makes you fertile, are sperm cells.
Living in...
In the semen, these are living cells in the semen. So unless you test them under the microscope, you cannot see these things. So you cannot tell me about light semen or thick semen or dark semen. Nope. They need to be tested.
So whether it's light or whatever has no link to whether it's fertile,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
All right. I hope you guys are making notes. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, Wanima. You're welcome.
Yes. Please, good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
Yes. Please, I have a question. Can a quick ejaculation cause infertility?
Thank you for even bringing that. I think somebody had asked
that earlier. Yeah.
No, because you see, we look at sexual performance and fertility. They're two different things, you know. So it's even happened that somebody has ejaculated, if you like, at the vagina, and then there's a pregnancy after that. Did not even wait enough to even be able to penetrate, you know, but there was pregnancy. Because like we said, the sperm cells are living, cells. They can move. That's why we can look at their motility.
So there's no linkage?
No linkage at all.
Right.
But it's for sexual performance.
Yeah. Hello,
good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling from Igondo.
All right, please go ahead quickly.
Yeah, please, my question to the doctor. I have a son, he's 11, and I'm observing micro penis.
You're what?
I observe micro penis.
What does that mean?
I mean, the size of his penis is small, it's like he's buried.
Very, very small.
I'm 11 years.
Have you taken him to a doctor?
Yeah, we went to the general hospital.
Uh-huh.
The lady that was to attend to us was about closing. So another nurse asked us to wait for the new doctor that is coming.
Mm-hmm.
So when that one resumed, we met him. He said he has no problem, that he only needs to reduce his weight. But we are still concerned, me and my wife.
Is he obese? Is your child obese?
No.
Is he overweight?
He's not overweight, but it's okay. He's fat.
He's fat. All right, yeah. Listen to the doctor.
Yeah, okay. Please take that child to a proper doctor that will have time to be able to talk to you. So, because it's difficult for we don't know the weight, we don't know the BMI, we don't know anything about this.
You can't just say the weight is okay. We need to. So I think the person, you need to go back to the hospital.
Yeah,
that's just a summary of the matter. You need to go back to the hospital and please do it quickly. Okay, they're on holiday now. It's a good time to get it done. Good morning. Hello.
Hello, Wemima.
Yes, good morning.
Sorry, my name is Monday.
All right, Monday, make it quick. You're my last caller. Go ahead.
Okay. This issue of the masturbation,
mm-hmm.
It must bet a lot. How the person depend after the...
The doctor already answered that. There is no link between masturbation and infertility. Okay? Yeah. Thank you. All right, you're my last caller. I need to go because I have another ad break coming up. Okay, so I hope I've been able to ruffle your feather enough to dress up tomorrow to go see a doctor. Please, don't wait 5 years like one of my callers. Don't wait 3 years. What do you guys even mean? Get up. If you have any concern, get up and go see a doctor. Okay? Doctor, how can they find you on social media? Possibly your personal... Are you on social media?
Yes, I am.
Okay, how do we find you?
Abayomi Ajayi.
On Facebook?
On Facebook. Dr. Abayomi Ajayi on Facebook.
Okay. Dr. Abayomi Ajayi on Facebook. Is that it?
Okay. But better still, they can phone this number.
Let's make it quick.
0807-771-6409. 0807-771-6409.
If you miss the number, go back to Facebook and go and play it back and listen to it. But we must go now. I'll see you again
on
Friday.
Welcome to Red Villa Luxury Hotel.
Oh, thank you. Can I have the penthouse suite, please?
Excellent choice, sir. That will be...
I said it. This place is finer than my pocket.
Not at all, sir. We have rooms that will suit your pocket.
Madam, my pocket size is light too.
Light pocket, medium or mega pocket. We have what you need. Just like air.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.